there's two issues I think that most listeners listening to this would key in on. They'd say exercise and diet. That those are the challenges.
The diet was, for me, probably the hardest thing to do. I mean, it was, I loved to eat, and my wife was a really good cook and stuff. So after I was home after the hospital, we started talking about we got to do dietary changes and what are we going to do and stuff. And Bonnie Brost, who is the dietitian here at Essentia in the cardiac unit, is very good. She gave us the foundation of what we have to set ourselves to do. And basically, it's what I think you have to do. There's three separate things you have to do. One is you have to learn how to eat. Two, you have to learn how to cook. And three, you have to learn how to shop, grocery shopping. The first time my wife and I went grocery shopping, it took hours because we're looking at labels. I mean, we're looking at things now that you have to reduce your sodium, you have to reduce the fat, you have to reduce some sugar and stuff like that. And you have to watch what you're going to be buying now because you have to buy these things to cook these meals in a different way so you can eat a little differently. Actually, it's a lot different. I mean, it was a drastic, and it was hard. It was very hard for me to get used to it. But what I must say is my wife was really good at it. I mean, she spent hours revamping her recipes, looking online for new recipes, and changing, you know, basically how she cooked.
Was there one dish that she made or one instance where a dish that you'd always enjoyed or... And you had it, and you said, well, wait a second, I don't think I can eat this. And she said, well, I did X, Y, and Z. Or I took this out, I substituted this, you know, or maybe a variant. Maybe it's a different take on that plate. You know what? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. And probably it's her spaghetti sauce. Being Italian, or she's Norwegian, but she makes really good spaghetti sauce. And what she has done is revamped her spaghetti sauce recipe by using no-salt tomato sauce, no salt whatsoever. Her spices, she has changed. We have found out through her looking on the internet that there's spices out there that are salt-free. And so we purchased those. The company's named Penzi Spices. They have a store in Minneapolis.
Okay.
And you can order online too. So we've done all this ordering on these salt-free spices. And because people say you got to have salt for taste. Well, you know, you got to get rid of the salt. And to do that, you have to add these salt-free spices to help things a little bit better